Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
I don't think in all the years I've been on the show, and that's been 13, that we've ever done this particular Burt Show Book of Records. So yes, we have an unofficial Burt Show Book of Records. Every now and then we'll ask a question and see if you can beat the record we're bringing to the table. And my question for you today is, who got married and had a baby in the shortest period of time?
Married, had a baby.
Yes.
Okay, so you weren't pregnant before you got married.
No, yeah, before.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I want to know how close your marriage and giving birth was, like your wedding day and giving birth, because I have 13 days.
Okay, 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
13 days is the number to beat. So if you remember, last month, we went to Kentucky for my niece's wedding. She married, Kelsey married her beautiful wife, Jules. Jules was pregnant at the time of the wedding, and they got married on, do you remember? The 21st night of September. It's literally, the song is the reason why Kelsey picked that date.
Is that no joke. Right?
Yes. I love it. So they got married on the 21st, and then October 4th, they welcomed their beautiful baby girl, Mattingly James, mm-hmm. is her name.
So regal.
Right. Mattingly James. They're calling her Maddie and MJ for short. I got to meet her this past weekend. She's absolutely fresh. But it got me wondering. I'm like, who got married and had a baby, or, you know, just the closest amount of time together?
Do you think there's anybody that was like so due that as they were walking down the aisle, there was a chance that this thing is an uninvited guest?
Well, so they were letting their guests know, because, I mean, again, Jules was 13 days out from giving birth, right? So, I mean, you're in that time period where it's like, it can happen at any moment. And so they were trying to come up with contingency plans. Like, if it happens, what are they going to do? You know, the baby might come at the wedding, might become, it was a whole mm-hmm. thing. But yeah, 13 days.
Do you think we could find anybody that had the baby that day? Like, walk down the aisle, couple hours later, we found ourselves in the hospital.
I think so.
Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this? Hello? You choked.
Yeah.
You choked. Good morning, Burt Show.
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hey, so I got married on Friday and had a baby on Monday.
Shut up.
Hell of a weekend.
You are a badass.
Yes.
Did you two have to warn, like, all the guests? Just want to let you know this could happen while I'm walking down the aisle.
Well, so the wedding wasn't really planned yet, and then we were being induced on Monday, and we were like, why don't we just get married?
Let's do it.
Called in work. Right.
You called into work and you just went and got married.
Yeah, I went to the courthouse.
All right. Love it.
We can beat that.
Yeah. We can beat 3 days.
Wow.
Good morning, Heather. You were on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, the question here is it's the Burt Show Book of Records.
Mm-hmm. Who got married and had a baby the closest together?
I went to a doctor's appointment and had to go to the emergency room to be induced. I was supposed to be married the weekend after my appointment. We had the Justice of the Peace come to the hospital. I was married at 7 and gave birth to my daughter 7 p.m. Gave birth to my daughter at 1 a.m. in the morning. So my anniversary, December 14th. My daughter's birthday, December 15th.
Okay, so, but hours-wise, that's only, what, 6 hours or so?
Yeah, you might have a winner.
6 hours. That is your winner.
All right, so let's go ahead and check back in with Brittany. So, Abby, get us up to speed, because Brittany has a crush, and we were filling that crush out, and now we have to confirm, is she his crush as well?
Yeah, this could end really badly. So she has a big crush on somebody who lives in her apartment building. He's this big, beefy, blonde guy from Iowa. So obviously she's got feelings for him. His name is Mark with a C, not a K. Apparently that's a big distinction. She knows just about everything about this man. She knows that he's got two sisters. They're both older. His entire family's back in Iowa. She knows everything about him except, did he have a girlfriend? So she came to us to get some intel. So we had Tommy reach out. Tommy, our show director, reach out on LinkedIn. So Tommy has now turned into a woman in her 20s, because this is what I do every time I see some guy on Bumble. I'm like, who is Liam, who works at a venture capitalist? I find his LinkedIn immediately. So we found his LinkedIn and we sent him a series of questions, which surprisingly, Mark with a C was thrilled to respond to. The first question was, are you single? He said yes. And then we asked, if you are single, are you interested in dating? And he said yes for the right person. And then we asked if he had a crush on anyone. If not, why hadn't you made a move? We asked what his type was. And he said that he had a type for short brunette girls, which Brittany happens to be. And then we asked him if you'd be turned off if a girl asked you out. And he kind of gave us like a little iffy answer. So we felt like maybe she shouldn't make a move. But now we're going to get an update on what is going on with her crush.
Yeah, because the girl that he has a crush on, he thinks has a boyfriend.
Mm.
And so we're trying to figure out, all right, is it Brittany? And why would he think she has a boyfriend if that's the case? All right, so Brittany, thanks for joining us back.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so you wanted us to email him one more time, and we told you, you got one more email left in us, and then after that, you have to put your big girl panties on, and you have to start doing some work yourself, okay?
I know.
Okay, so for those that also didn't know, so Mark with a C doesn't, like, listen to the Burt Show when we hit him up and say, hey, it's Tommy from the Burt Show. You have a crush. We pretended that Tommy is from a Australian morning show.
Good day, mate.
So if he wanted to look it up, he would have no idea. So, Tommy, what is the latest correspondence with Mark with the C?
All right. So I reached back out to Mark via email and I said, thanks again for your responses, Mark. They were hugely helpful. However, we did have one last follow-up question for you. The woman you have a crush on, why do you think she has a boyfriend?
Mm.
Cheers, Tommy. Mark responded soon thereafter. He said, you're welcome, Tommy. There's this girl in my building who I think is really cute. There's a but.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
But I've seen her bring a guy home with her on several occasions.
Oh, damn.
Oh, Brittany.
Salute.
She seems really happy, and they have good chemistry, so I let the idea of asking her out go. So, will my crush ever be disclosed to me? I'm intrigued.
Brittany, who's the other man?
Oh, my gosh, it's me. I'm the crush, but it's not my boyfriend. It's my brother. He comes and visits because he has a job here sometimes. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? How do I...
Apparently, you need to stop having sexual tension with your brother.
Yeah, looking all happy and caring.
Yeah, maybe not holding hands and kissing in the hallways.
God.
They're obviously they have good chemistry because they're tight brother and sister, and he's just misconstruing the energy.
Mm. What if next time she sees him in the hallway, the crush, and she just goes, that's my brother, and just walks on? Because he'll know exactly what she's talking about. And that's how you reveal it to you. Be like, that's not the guy I'm dating, that's my brother. And then just keep going, cool. And then the ball's in his court to ask you out, which is what he said he's wanted to do. But now you've cleared up the boyfriend mystery.
You are giving guys way too much credit. If she just says that and walks by, he's going to be like,
really?
She has a verbal tick.
Yeah, out of context. There's so many times, like when you see somebody like out of context and you can't place it, or somebody says something, but you're thinking about something else, and then they just say something random, like, it's my brother. You're going to be like,
what a weirdo.
If it's your crush that you've literally been talking to a radio station about, and it's that same person comes to you and goes, that's not my boyfriend, that's my brother, and walks off.
With everything that everybody has going on in their lives and like all like the mental load and stuff like that, yeah, if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, what are you talking about?
If this was a CW show, this would work out perfectly. Yes. But unfortunately, we live in reality.
I have an idea. So how about the next time she sees him, she brings up casually in conversation, like, oh, I'm so excited, my brother's coming back to visit me, you know, on such and such date or something like that. And then he can put two and two together himself that, oh, that's her brother, not the guy I thought she was dating.
I think Tommy needs to arrange a date for the both of them where they show up and he finds out who she is
evidently on the spot. No, evidently this guy has seen her brother a lot with her. Next time he sees them together, she can introduce, oh, hey, this is my brother.
But how long is that going to be? If it's going to be a couple months, like before you're, when's the next time, Brittany, when's the next time your brother's coming back in town?
I don't know. I'm ready to call him right now to tell him to come and visit me.
You might want to have him move in for a couple weeks.
Anything but actually asking the guy out, who we now know has a crush on you.
Right. Tell that man to ask you out. Yeah. That's all you got to do.
The Burt Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.